I owe a debt that I'll never be able to repay. One that I'll be working to repay every day for the rest of my life. And I assert, I submit that you do as well. We all owe. We are all standing on the shoulders of giants. And today, Memorial Day, those giants are the people who served, who had the courage to put themselves in the line, to put the uniform on, and to fight for our country and our way of life, everything about us. And they did that, they do that, so that we can have the lives that we have, so that we can enjoy the lifestyles that we have, that we enjoy, so that we can exercise our freedoms, so that we can protest, so that we can be outspoken on whatever it is that we want to be outspoken on. We have the right to do that. We have the ability to do that. That you can get up every day and spend your time however you see fit in pursuit of whatever you have deemed to be worthwhile. To follow the impulse to become whoever it is that you want to become. I owe. You owe. The number of Americans injured in combat throughout history is extensive. World War II, over 670,000 United States service members were wounded. During the Vietnam War, over 153,000 Americans were injured. The Korean War, over 100,000 military personnel were wounded. During the Iraq War, over 32,000 service members were wounded. In Afghanistan, more than 20,000 service members were wounded. The number of Americans who fought and died. The American Revolution, over 4,000 Americans died. The Civil War, over 214,000 soldiers died. World War I, over 53,000 died. World War II, over 291,000 Americans died. In the Korean War, over 33,000 died. In the Vietnam War, over 47,000 died. Hundreds died during the Gulf War. Over 6,000 died during the War on Terror. Over the last several years, since 2010, over 65,000 veterans have committed suicide. As of late, that comes out to be over 16 a day. Incredible. I owe a debt to my grandfather and my brother Zach, who both served our country. And I owe a debt to my brother John, who gave his life in service to our country. I owe my best. I owe the realization of my ultimate potential. What I can be, I must be. I owe that to those who have come before me. I owe that to those who have given their lives, have been permanently injured, so that I can have my way of life. I owe to those who cannot do what I've been blessed to be able to do. And my repayment is not a sacrifice. It's an investment. It's building upon their sacrifices. It's building bridges for my kids, your kids, and our children's children so that they may continue working to realize their potential. And I owe that now, not tomorrow, not someday in the future. No, that bill is due today. So, how do you pay your debt? You do your part by doing your best. You square yourself away. You make yourself physically strong, mentally strong, emotionally strong, spiritually strong, and financially strong. You do it by leading the way. You do it by being the example that others need. You become evidence to others of what it means to pay what you owe, to pay your debt. You do that by making investments every day. I owe, you owe. I encourage you to keep that in mind as you go and enjoy whatever you're doing. Realize and recognize that we've all benefited so greatly by countless people that have come before us, that have made sacrifices, oftentimes the ultimate sacrifice, so that you and I can have the lives that we have. Happy Memorial Day. Thank you for your service.